Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on a rainy day here in Mississippi at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our larger online audience joining us through blogtalkradio.com, as well as those tuning in on the East Coast through dcnowradio.com. We're glad to have all of you with us. Today we're joined by recording artist Von Anthony. He's making his first appearance on the show to talk to us not only about his love of music, but also his upcoming release that is going to be hitting you pretty soon. But he also has a brand new single out, Mutual. We're going to be talking about that single, and also he's going to be introducing it here on our program. Von, thank you for joining us here on Conversations Live.
Hey, how you doing, Cyrus? Thanks for having me.
Man, glad to have you, man. Congratulations on the new single. I mean, it has been, my Google Alerts has been blowing up the past couple of days, man. It's been really hitting a lot of the hip-hop sites, a lot of the sites where people have been able to find out about new music. What has it been like, man, to hear the response from the single, first of all, and then, of course, for them to be recognizing you as an individual artist?
It's definitely great, you know, knowing that, you know, I wrote a song that someone can, you know, appreciate and like. It's always a good feeling, man. So I'm really excited about that. And, you know, and as far as the feedback, you know, we just gonna keep on moving and try to make, you know, the music so we can continue the great feedback.
Exactly. Well, I mentioned, you know, you've been not only, of course, you know, promoting the new single, Mutual, that we're going to hear, but the new project is called Life of a Player. One of my friends, when they first saw the name of the upcoming mixtape, you know, was kind of curious about the idea behind it. When people hear this project, Von, when they're able to listen to it in its entirety, what do you hope they're able to learn not only about you and your skills as a writer, but also your message as an artist as well?
Basically, you know, my message as an artist is being transparent. You know, it's a bold statement to say, you know, I'm a player and things like that. And it might
right.
rub certain people the wrong way. But, you know, when you take the time to listen to the songs and to understand what the message I'm trying to get across as far as a player, you know, doing, you know, playing games or cheating, being unfaithful, but also a player having a conscience. Also a player having feelings, you know, at the same time. So I touch all those things. And, you know, and people, hopefully, once they listen to it, they'll warm up to the fact that it's called Life of a Player.
Exactly. You know, and a lot of people probably would expect me to start this segment by saying that, you know, you're the younger brother of John Legend. I'm always about individuality on here, man. I mean, I know, you know, that, you know, nobody likes to be seen as the other. You know, there. But you do come up from a family where music is appreciated and also, you know, music has found success. Has that been part of the motivation for you to be able not only to carve out your own place in musical history, but also to let people see you for who you are and what you bring to the table?
Definitely. I want people to see who I am, you know, but at the same time, I embrace the fact that I'm John Legend's younger brother. You know what I'm saying? I can't run from it, so I might as well hold on to it, right?
right.
So,
exactly.
It's no problem, man. And like you said, I come from a, you know, a deep, rich family of music, and you know, I have no choice but to be good at what I do, and you know, just my success comes from, you know, my happiness and the goals that I want to accomplish. You know, so I'm really excited about, you know, being able to show people my skills and my talents.
Right. Well, let's go a little deeper into that, Von, because I think, you know, sometimes you find individuals, and it's not just music, but in different professions as well, where you have, you know, these generational layers of individuals who have been able to find success in a certain area. Was there ever a time that you thought about doing something else, or did you always know that music was going to be your voice and the way that the world would get to know who you were?
Man, I never thought about that. Like, growing up, I was the basketball player, the athlete, the guy that hung out, you know, with his friends and, you know, got in trouble. I was the rebel of the family, and I never would have thought that I'd be singing. Never. Like, I used to just sing to my girlfriends on the phone as a hobby, you know, just to get, you know, a couple extra numbers, just a couple extra cool points, you know.
Right.
But never thought that I would have taken the leap to, you know, to be a singer and take it as serious and be able to write, you know, over 100 songs. So I would have, you know, as I go through the journey and, you know, go through the ups and downs, I'm like, well, maybe I should just go and act, you know, because it is hard and it is trying, you know, being in the shadow of a legend, as we could say. But sometimes, you know, I feel like doing other things, but I really feel like this is where I'm supposed to be. And, you know, I'm going to take it and embrace it and keep on trucking.
All right. For those that are just tuning in either on the radio side of our program or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm having a conversation with recording artist Bon Anthony. We're talking about not only the upcoming release of his mixtape, Life of a Player. It's coming out July 31st. We're going to remind you of that here in a moment. But also we're just talking about the journey in music overall, you know, what it's been like for him. I asked him, of course, about being the younger brother of John Legend, being able to carve out his own place, but also ever thinking about doing anything else. And he was just sharing that with us, too, you know, where we are today. So then talk to us then about what has kept you doing it then, Vaughn, because, you know, because you are now in this business, as you mentioned, it is competitive. It is something that, you know, I think it's a lot more than what people think about when they think about, you know, being an artist. They think about all the glamorous aspects of it. It's a lot of hard work. You mentioned, though, something I didn't know, you know, writing over 100 songs. You know, is it that dedication now that you feel to it that keeps you going, or what is it that keeps you from stopping at this point?
I really believe it's my destiny, you know, and I have a message and my voice needs to be heard. And I understand, you know, but before I was like, man, I wish I could, you know, get there faster. Or, you know, people were like, how come your brother couldn't push you along? But now I sit back and I understand that this is all about the grind. You know, anything that comes easy, you know, it doesn't last long. But the time and the effort that you put in, the sweat, the blood, and the tears that you put in, the longer you last. And right now, these are just stepping stones for me.
Right.
And I feel like right now I'm ready more than ever. And I, like I said, man, I'm excited, man.
Right. Well, one of the things that people have been excited about is this single, Mutual. Talk to us about the single, Vaughn, and how it came about.
Man, Mutual came about just going through situations in relationships. And basically, it was a story where a female felt like she was determining which way the relationship was going. And, like, she wanted to leave, you know. Like, she was the only one to leave, but little did she know, I wanted to leave too, but I just didn't say it. So basically it's just like a getting something off your chest type song. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm
trying
to sing like you do. You know, I feel like leaving. So that's where it came from. And, you know, it's not as current as the other music that's on the radio right now. So it really you have to really take time to sit back and listen to the words, and you have to really appreciate music to like that song. But that's definitely one of my favorite songs, man, and I hope, you know, people take the time to embrace it and check it out.
Well, we're going to get a chance to do that right now, Vaughn. Since we have you here, why don't you go ahead and do the honors and introduce the single for us.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Vaughn Anthony, and what you're about to listen to is my new single called Mutual. Check it out.
Feeling like something was different. I remember in the studio feeling like something was different. Let's go down the checklist, 'cause I could be reckless. What am I missing? Still no call from her. Here we go again. There you go, worrying about the same old thing. Well, will it end? Out here doing everything I can to see you smile, but you say I'm doing everything wrong. Tired of singing that same old song, old song. And now I'm turning around, you're talking about you don't want me. And every time I turn around, you're talking about you don't love me no more. The feeling's mutual. The feeling's mutual. The feeling's mutual. And I don't care no more. So I gotta say nah, nah. Na 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 na, hey, 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 goodbye. Na 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 na, na 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 na, hey, 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 goodbye.
Now I got the chance to sit you down, girl. I hope you're listening. I know I told you I would stay, but now it's different, yeah. You went through my phone, yeah, you caught me slipping, true. But that don't change the fact that you couldn't keep my heart from dipping on you.
Here we go again. There you go, worry about the same old thing, well, will it end? Out here doing everything I can to see you smile, but you say I'm doing everything wrong. Tired of singing that same old song, old song.
Every time I turn around, you talk about you don't want me. And every time I turn around, you talk about you don't love me no more. The feeling's mutual. The feeling's mutual. And I don't care no more. So I gotta say na na, na 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 na, hey, 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 goodbye. Na 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 na, na 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 na, hey, 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 goodbye.
That was Bun Anthony with Mutual here on Conversations Live, 92.3 FM for our radio listeners, but online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, as well as those tuning in on the East Coast through dcnowradio.com. Bun, you know, when it comes to your own music and comes to your own creativity, you know, I think, you know, people have different ways that they look at what success is for them. You know, some would look at what you've done already, just having written 100 songs. They would say that is success. Of course, being able to, I mean, to share your music with the world, others would look at that as being successful. How has your idea of what success is changed and evolved as you've gone along this journey?
Success is basically what you hit up on. It's basically goals that you set for yourself and being happy with the goals that you accomplish. And once you're happy with those goals that you accomplish, You know, because I feel like I define my own success. I can't let, you know, somebody else's expectations of me define who I am and my success. You know,
right.
who's to say I may never be as big as my brother, you know, and those are definitely my goals, you know, but I still can't say that I didn't have a successful career if I don't get as big as him.
Yeah. Wow, that you know what, that's a really good point, because I think, you know, so many times, I know, especially when, you know, as we're growing up, we seem to compare what success is to somebody else. So basically, sounds like you're saying, not to put words in your mouth, Vaughn, I'll let you, if this isn't right, you can just tell me that. It sounds like you're saying that we have to be able to define our own success and not let it be dependent, basically, on what others might look at it to be or even what others have done.
Yes, sir. Correct.
Well, I think that's what a lot of people are going to be able to take away from this conversation. Again, the title of the single that we heard here was Mutual. Of course, the project is called, of course, The Life of a Player. Talk to us a little bit. Okay, we know that that's coming out July 31st. Next Tuesday is when they can actually get it. It's actually available for pre-order. I should let our listeners know right now. But again, what do you hope they take away from the music, Vaughn, and especially when they finish it, if you had to try to tell our listeners here what you hope they're going to feel at the end of listening to the new mixtape, what do you hope they take away from it?
I just want them to take away the fact that you know, I put time and effort into making the music, and I just want them to enjoy it as good music. You know, like, I want them to say, hey, you know, that was some good music. I like the way he put the harmonies together. You know, I like the way he wrote the song. I just want to appreciate the artwork. And,
right.
You know, that's all I want them to, you know, leave and say, like, hey, that was a good, you know, good music.
Gotcha. All right, well, you guys can actually go right now on to Amazon.com, and you'll be able to pre-order the project, Life of a Player. You can get it there for less than $6 there on Amazon.com. Also, the single Mutual, that will be available as well. You can get it from there as well. Just go to Amazon.com. Just make sure you go under MP3 Downloads and type in Vaughn Anthony, and everything with Vaughn there will be able to come up. I want to talk for a moment, Vaughn, and we appreciate you taking out this time, man. We know it's been a busy week for you promoting the single and the new project, but I always like to try to leave our listeners with something that they can use in their own lives. So for any individual out there who has a dream, no matter what that dream might be, maybe it's not music or dancing or songwriting or being an actor, whatever that dream might be, what advice would you give them about the importance of holding on to it and not letting go, regardless of the trials they go through?
Man, I wrote a song, it's called Let Loose, and the words say, don't stop, keep moving until the party's over. So my advice is to keep doing what you're doing until you're dead, until you die, until you're gone, you know. Keep chasing after your dream, you know, because you never know when God's going to open the door or when your destiny is supposed to blossom, you know. So just keep on moving. Don't stop until the party's over.
All right. I think that's great advice for all of our listeners to take in. Again, Vaughn Anthony, everyone, the single you guys heard here is Mutual. Of course, keep in mind The Life of a Player is coming out next Tuesday. That's July 31st. Make sure you go ahead and bookmark that page on Amazon.com, and you'll be able to get it from there. If they have not heard it already, of course, you can already get singles from The Future there on Amazon.com as well. So you can make sure to pick that up as well. Vaughn, again, man, congratulations to you. And look, it goes without saying, man, feel free to stop by anytime. We'd love to check back in with you.
Oh, man, no problem. I just want to make a couple shout-outs to myself.
Oh, sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Your listeners, they can check me out at VaughnAnthonyMusic.com. And also you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter is VaughnAnthony, the number one. And then my Facebook is AllDayVA. And also for anybody that, because I'm an indie artist, and anybody that wants to help and support the Vaughn Anthony movement, you can go to indiegogo.com/Vaughn Anthony Music.
All right. I always got to support our independent artists, and we appreciate you checking that out there with Vaughn Anthony. Make sure you find him on Facebook and Twitter, as he mentioned. If you're following me on Facebook and Twitter, I've already linked him on both of those pages, so just make sure you catch him up at Vaughn Anthony, the number one, on Twitter, as he mentioned. Then, of course, find him on Facebook as well at Vaughn Anthony. Man, again, congratulations to you, Vaughn, man, and again, like I said, man, feel free to drop in anytime.
Thank you, Cyrus, man, and I enjoyed myself.
All right, man, I appreciate that. Now, if you missed any part of our conversation here with Vaughn, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air if you're listening to us on the blogtalkradio.com side. If you listen to us through dcnowradio.com, there they will have the podcast available on their site. All you have to do is go to dcnowradio.com and be able to find it there. Now, if you are friends with me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter, you can find the link there in about 5 minutes. All you have to do is click on the link from there. You'll be able to listen to the show from there, share it with your friends using the share buttons there through your social media outlets, and also to download it as well. That's going to do it for us for this part of our program. I'll be back with you guys at 5:30 p.m. Eastern when I'll be speaking with recording artist Jimmy O. Until then, my name is Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.
Geico has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, Geico could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, Geico has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call Geico for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.